USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset on October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Texas, heading for the southern U.S. border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan is the largest since June of last year, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. The Federal Reserve is once again decided to pause interest rate hikes. This marks the second consecutive time they've kept rates steady, following 11 previous hikes, including four this year. The committee expressed increased optimism about the economy and job market, despite ongoing inflation concerns. There's been a recent spike in anti-Semitic attacks across the country as a result of the war in Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has no tolerance for threats of violence based on religion.
That is why I have directed all of our U.S. attorneys and FBI field offices to work closely with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners in their districts to keep their communities safe.
The Anti-Defamation League says the number of anti-Semitic incidents nationwide has increased 400% in recent weeks. President Biden's in Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams.
Biden unveiled more than $5 billion in fresh funding. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help. But House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
The proposal reduces funding for the IRS and omits aid for Ukraine. Schumer urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to engage in bipartisan negotiations with Democrats to craft a mutually agreeable package. According to a recent survey by Pinger, over two-thirds of Americans are engaged in a side hustle. The study indicates that at least 67% of Americans are involved in a small business, have a second job, or do freelance work. Some respondents mentioned that they juggle at least two additional side hustles simultaneously. The American Cancer Society has updated its guidance, urging millions more people to undergo lung cancer screening. The expanded recommendations now include older adults with a history of smoking, regardless of how long ago they quit. Previously, the Society only advised annual screening for those who had quit within the past 15 years. Disney is set to acquire Comcast's remaining shares in Hulu. Today, Disney disclosed its plan to pay over $8 million to purchase Comcast's 33% stake in the streaming service by 2024. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.